Blog Talk Radio.
Diary entry, August 15th. My joints ache. Today I can hardly move. I need some answers. September 3rd. I'm tired all the time. What's going on?
June 8th. I woke up with a rash on my face. I want to know why.
For answers, ask your doctor the right question. Could I have lupus? For answers, for support, for hope, visit couldihavelupus.gov or call 1-800-994-9662. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health and the Ad Council.
Good evening and welcome to a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keith. Yeah, it's not Saturday morning, it's Monday evening, but I have a wonderful guest this evening I thought everybody else should know about, and her name is Carmel Boss. And she's the founder and executive director of CoAbode.com. And basically, CoAbode, their mission is to try to provide, support and services that connect women raising children alone. So she's trying to provide resources for single mothers across the country. And one of her main goals is to help single moms connect and share housing together, which in turn affects their ability, their finances, and also emotional support for each other and raising children, you know, by themselves. Good evening, Carmel.
Good evening. Thank you for the invite.
Oh, no problem. I think it's a wonderful thing. I will tell the audience I have known, or at least we've never met face-to-face, which is interesting, but we have emailed back and forth for more than seven, eight years now. I am a single mother. Many of you might have heard me mention that on different shows. And I found her website, and I reached out to her, and I started working with her as a facilitator because I just really believed in what the organization was trying to do. But why don't you tell us some more specifics, Carmel, exactly. How did you start the organization?
Yeah, you know, I had come out of a 17-year marriage, and I had moved to a town where I didn't actually know anybody. So, and then my son, who I had homeschooled up until that point, was now going to a school. And so I started feeling lonely, like trying to raise my son on my own. I actually started having anxiety. And one day I had a full-blown panic attack. Didn't even know what it was. Just came.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was so frightening that I took that into something that I do, which is meditation, you know, or prayer or whatever, and asking for a solution around this loneliness. And it came to mind, just sort of like an intuitive thought, that why not get another single mother to live with? I had a house big enough for two families at the time. And you know, because as a single mother, you wear all these hats. You're the chauffeur, you're the shopper,
the parent, the disciplinarian,
and
yes,
everything.
Mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, oh, my God, that would be such a great idea to find somebody that I'm compatible with, that maybe has a son my son's age, give him a buddy to play with. And it's just such a wonderful idea, but there was no resource for it at all. So the actual loneliness actually drove me out of that small town, and I came back here to Los Angeles where I had family and friends. But it still kept coming up really strongly, intuitively, just do it. So I thought, all right, I'll do it. So I started interviewing single mothers. I interviewed about 18 of them. And it was their stories that just blew my mind. I thought, oh, my God, women are living in conditions. One of them was living in a converted garage with her two children, whereas others were living at home with their own parents and hating it and feeling stuck. And then most commonly it's a one-bedroom apartment where, you know, mom's in the bedroom, kids on the couch, however, right?
Right, right.
More common. And I was just shocked that this was going on. And so I thought, you know, these other seven, I found somebody for myself to share with, but there were these other 17 women. And I went down that list, and I thought, okay, this one's got a 3-year-old, this one's got a 2-year-old, they live in the same neighborhood. Why not just call them and connect them? And it was that action that they were so grateful and so thankful that the light bulb went off, going, oh, my God, there are so many women that want to do this, and there's no resource for it. You know,
it's crazy. That's a serious issue of people just thinking they're alone. And like you said, you were alone, and you started to pray on that, and that's what, you know, helped you. But there's so many other women out there, so I'm glad you started. But go ahead and continue the story.
Well, you know, that was it. I just suddenly realized it really wasn't just about me, you know. And so, you know, there's 12, 13 million women out there raising, you know, 20 million children on their own, and why not create a resource? So I just put it on the Internet, and as, you know, on the Internet you can go national, and it started getting immediate press, which is how it started to spread.
Yes, yes.
Because, you know, these women have a lot of stories, and it's been such an amazing, helpful solution to so many different...
Oh, definitely, different women all over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, as I, you know, as I mentioned, the audience, just if you're just tuning in, I work with her as a facilitator in helping women, and I've gotten emails from, you know, I'm in Philadelphia on the East Coast, but I've gotten emails from people in California, from Texas, from Ohio, from Virginia, from Boston. I mean, she could probably tell you more. I don't even remember all the places that women are, you know, single moms are all over this country. And one of the things that her organization does is help single moms start support groups for themselves so that to combat that loneliness, because that,
yeah.
I will tell you, is a very big issue for single moms.
That was an additional thing, Joy. That wasn't something that I'd come up with. It was something the women requested. Look, you know, saying, I'm actually okay in my apartment, but I'm lonely. I wouldn't mind to connect up with other single mothers for maybe for carpooling or maybe to create a babysitting co-op or just for social interaction to handle the loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a request from the single mom, so we added that to the site as a separate kind of program.
Let me tell them your website. It's www.coabode.com, and that's coabode.com.
It's dot org.
I'm sorry, dot org.
But that's
right,
okay. I own dot com too, so it's fine. we're good.
So, you're good.
But
now,
we are a nonprofit corporation, so it's
And I know you are also looking for people to, in terms of working with other organizations in different states. Now that's something new that you're trying to make more connections with state programs or programs in different cities, so that you know you get more moms aware.
Well, what happens is other organizations find us. They may be just a woman's shelter or you know, other programs, and they know that for their participants, housing is the biggest issue.
Mm-hmm.
So they come to us, and they use our service for their participants as sort of like a final step in their programs. So,
well, that's interesting
yeah.
you say that, because I have someone in the chat room who just asked me about women coming out of prison or domestic violence survivors. Maybe tell us just a little more detail about how people go about finding roommates. You said some programs send people to you, but I know there's a search resource on the website where you can search for moms in your area based on zip code. Is that correct?
Yeah, basically you fill out a profile, almost like a Facebook or a MyFace profile, but it's specific to the purpose of house sharing. So all the questions and the essays are all related to your compatibility, your child discipline area, you know, all of the things that you would want to know about another single mom if you're going to live with them. So you fill out a profile, then you put your zip code in into a search feature, and all the moms who are registered, you know, come up as a search result. And then you just click on the username and you read their whole profile and you see, okay, is this person compatible? Do we have the same interests? Do we have the same child disciplinary? Do we have the same religion, politics, whatever it is?
Mm-hmm.
And then from there you kind of go, okay, this person's compatible. I'm going to email them. And then through a private email system, you email back and forth and you get to know each other. And then there's an advice page on there. And then there's also an extended questionnaire. This thing takes like an hour to fill out. And because we get to ask questions for you. So each mom, if you think this is a potential match, each mom gets that extended thing, fills it out, and email it to each other. And there's questions on there, you know, that they have to answer
Help them find out if they're a match or not. And I'm glad you mentioned about the privacy, because a lot of single moms, especially going online, may be worried that, you know, who's going to know that they're a single parent and be targeted by some scam or something like that. And in my experience with Carmel's organization, I don't know of anybody that's experienced any problems or in terms of, you know, stalking or anything, as far as I know.
No,
and I
tell you, you know, the moms watch out for each other. If there's a profile on there that looks suspicious, we hear about it from them. You know, so, yeah.
Yeah, also, in terms of your resources, you have wonderful resources about other housing resources, child support, child custody, health and wellness resources, business resources. I mean, it's a plethora of information, surviving rape and abuse, other issues that women go through, spirituality. So she's not just helping women, again, with the housing, which is the main thing, but she has a whole bunch of other information out there that any parent really could be helpful, any female parent, it would be helpful, and males. But a lot of information, grief counseling, body image, breastfeeding, if you're looking for information on those topics, definitely go to her site. Again, it's koabode.org. Now, you're a single mom, but let's go back to this. You're a single mom, and you decided to start an organization. I mean, when do you have time to work on something like this?
Well, I'm a painter, you know, an artist painter. Mm-hmm. That's how I make my living. But I just basically went to some friends of mine who had some money, and I gave them, showed them the idea, and they thought it was wonderful, and they actually supported, financially supported it.
Wow.
And that's how I got off the ground, and, you know, it's a nonprofit organization, so then I started writing grants and getting donations and just, you know, hiring staff, hiring programmers, and, you know, the usual.
Yeah, yeah. And now people can make donations. You're a nonprofit organization. People can go to the website and make donations, correct?
Absolutely. Yep.
And they're tax deductible? Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Now, there is a membership fee to become a member, yes?
No.
No.
No. In the beginning, we did that in order to support the organization. But Yeah. No, it's free. The service is free.
Okay, good, good. So, again, so this is a wonderful resource for single moms. You're looking for other single moms. And, again, not just for house sharing, maybe just to connect. There's a program that she started called Circle of Friends, and that's on there. And you can connect with other moms in your area, find out how to start a support group. If you're near me and you want to email me, I would help you. I can help you and other people across the country helping single moms about starting support groups or finding resources in your state. So, again, this is a wonderful resource. Now, where do you see the organization going? Do you see anything past housing? Do you see yourself maybe purchasing houses in the future if you get enough funding and then setting up places for moms to go? Because there are single moms are homeless. There are a lot of women who are homeless with their children in shelters. Is that some idea you might have thought about?
Yeah, well, there are single moms and volunteers that work for us that are working on projects. There's one, for instance, in Arizona where they're doing what's called co-housing. Where the moms are, you have to be, of course, have to be working. This is not a homeless opportunity, I don't think.
Okay.
To where you can actually be part of a single mom village. You know,
wow.
You actually own your own home. And there's also been many single moms on here who have gotten together, pooled their resources and their rents and their whatever, and actually have bought places together.
Mm.
Like a
condominium
a
type
duplex.
Of thing, or. A duplex, yeah.
Yeah, a duplex. Which mm-hmm. one of them was really ideal because it was a duplex where they knocked down a part of a wall, just did an arch, so they had their own private bedrooms upstairs, one or two, and then they shared the living in the kitchen in the backyard.
That's great. That's great. You have some success stories. I'll go to your site now. I'll read some. This is Sean and Darcy in Washington, and they said they met over coffee, and they got along very well, and because their sons are—they're both their only children. They only each one have one child each. It's been good for them, for the two kids also, not just for the moms, for the children. Kind of develop a brotherhood together, and they were there to support each other. And they said, for example, recently Alan had a late class, and the other mother picked up the child from school and fed them and bathed them and put them in bed. And they said they trade off on, you know, different things like that. So, again, it's not just for the moms in terms of companionship and financial support for each other, but the benefits that your children receive, because some single moms only have one kid, so they're only child, and, you know, there you have an instant, you know, sibling, so to speak, almost. Of course, I guess it depends on the level of intimacy that the single moms have. You know, some probably share housing. I mean, Carmel, have you heard that? You know, they're more distant and then others are closer.
Yeah, absolutely, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now you have a lot of little guidelines about how to pick a roommate, too, and contracts. Talk about that a little bit on the website.
Yeah, we think it's important to even go see where your potential match living, because you can tell a lot by somebody by just looking at their environment, going into where they're living. Where they're currently living. It'll tell
mm-hmm.
you a lot about a person. And we advise this is not – even though this may be a transitional opportunity and not something ongoing, even though there are many moms saying, I'm doing this till my kids are 18,
mm-hmm.
the point is that you need to get to know that mom, and you need to get to know her children, and the children need to get to know each other. So there's a number of relationships involved. I mean, it's like any blended family.
Right, definitely.
You do have a choice here. You know,
I have a Carmel, I have a caller. Let me see. They seem to have a question. I'll bring
sure.
the person on. Good evening. Thank you for joining. You have a question or comment? Hello?
Oh, hello?
Yes, hi. Do you have a question or comment this evening?
Oh, hi. How are you this evening?
I'm good. I'm good. I saw that you... Go ahead.
No, I just jumped in. I'm sorry if I'm a little late. I came on. I had highlighted this show. My name is Denise Bowles, and I wrote the book Raising a Princess to Be Kings, A Single Black Mother's Guide to Raising Her Black Son. So this show's topic was of interest to me.
Oh, great, great. So, tell your book again. Go ahead. Give yourself a plug.
It's called Raising Princess to Be Kings, A Single Black Mother's Guide to Raising Her Black Son. And I'm writing from life experiences. My son is now 19 and sophomore in college, and I am a single mom all those years, and wrote a book about how we were successful in navigating the system of life and having a black young man be drug-free, crime-free, and baby-free and in college. So
that's wonderful,
you know,
wonderful.
Yeah, good for you, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and,
definitely, if you know any other single moms, please tell them about Carmel's organization, and maybe you guys can connect. She also highlights different books on her website, for the month.
To.
So definitely go to her website, and thank you so much for listening this evening.
Yeah, I do have a question, and I thank
go
you
ahead.
For allowing me to give my shout-outs there. I really do appreciate that. Now, you know, ladies, I find it challenging because I'm working with two other women on the same mission as far as to empower single mothers, and I can't tell you how challenging it has been to deliver the message.
In terms of getting them to feel not like victims, you mean?
In terms of really for them to realize that this is a process of work, that they have to put in quite a bit to get sometimes very little, and the necessity of maintaining a safe sanctuary or even having the word safety as part of motherhood for them.
Carmel, do you want to respond to that at all?
Well, I tell you, you're right. Sometimes it is hard because their attention and focus is taken up on their finances, their struggling, their emotions, and it's hard sometimes to look at new solutions. They're so trapped inside their problems.
Definitely. I will say I've run single parent associations for men and women, and I will tell you that stress and also managing conflict are some of the hot topics, and loneliness. But stress, I mean, you're the main source for this child or children. In some cases, you have more than one. You're the financial support, you're the emotional support, you're the physical support in terms of picking them up and dropping them off and washing them and cleaning, depending on the ages, you know. I will say as a single parent, it has gotten easier as my child has gotten older. You might want to give them that bit of hope. It also depends on the social economic issue. I've had a single parent group for women who had great jobs at a university. And then I've dealt with women in homeless shelters who were single moms. And both places had the issue of stress, but the resources they had at their fingertips really made a difference. So I'm not sure what types of single moms you're dealing with in terms of the socioeconomic background, but that really makes a difference. If they don't have a lot of financial resources and or they don't have a lot of social resources, because you may not have a lot of money, but you may have friends that can help you, or the kid can eat dinner there one day, or somebody can pick up. That causes difficulty. And also, like Carmel said, I agree with her, that you're in this habit of doing things a certain way, and you're just so stressed out, you don't have a breather to think of a new option, you know? So I think maybe having you have to definitely, you're portraying a positive situation. You were very successful, it sounds, in raising your child, but I'm sure you had some struggles. So I guess give them some time or just try to continue to be a bright light for them. You know?
Connecting up with another single mother who knows exactly what you're going through makes a huge difference in so many different areas, not just financially, not just all the hats you wear, but even in mainly in loneliness. I find that most of the women, yes, they're maybe struggling financially, but loneliness is a big issue. Do you know that there's a statistic that more people die from loneliness than cigarette smoking?
Yes, I can believe that.
Well, people live longer with the more social. That's been researched that the more social connect, positive social connections that you have, the longer that you live.
Yeah, and so the message all I want to say is you do not have to do it on your own. Make the effort to find somebody else that you're compatible with to do it with.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much, Denise, for calling in.
Oh, yes, thank you, and I look forward to working with you in the near future. Carmel Sullivan, I will be in touch with you, and there's a hope that we can work together as well, because you're right. It is so good. I've been teaming up with a lot of other women who are on the same mission, and it is such a refreshing and rewarding experience when I do that. So I'm going to keep that momentum going for sure.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Somebody asked in the chat room about subsidized rent. Now, I know you asking people to donate. Now, are you able at all to financially help the women, Carmel, in any way? Is that something you can do or you hope to do in the future?
We would hope to do that in the future. The only thing we do is we do have access to affordable housing, and as it comes in, then we usually send out a mass email to that area, giving some women opportunities to get some affordable housing.
Okay, but, so people or organizations email you and say, we have some housing available in this area, and then you say, okay.
We have some resources, too, like trying to think of one right now that will help women out on a temporary basis. You know, you need a one-month rent or you need a car payment help with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Modest Needs is one that comes to mind.
Oh, yes, I've heard of Modest. Yes, I've gone to their site. Yeah, that's a good site. And I know there's a couple others out there where people will lend small amounts of money.
Yeah,
not
even
people,
lend, they'll just give it to you. It's not necessarily
give it to you. Yeah,
you
mm-hmm.
show that you're in dire straits, you know, and that you really need to get it.
Mm-hmm.
There are resources out there.
Yeah, I mean, don't give up, but definitely if you're listening to tonight's show, please go to Carmel's website. Again, you may find me there. If you want to email me directly, you can email me SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. Again, that's SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com, and I will try to share the different resources that I've collected over the years. I mean, I remember at one time Carmel tried to ask me to do a state-by-state resource. I just didn't have the time, but I do have a lot of information on various states, though, and I have it saved that way.
Yeah,
so
you were always really good with that, yeah. Yeah.
I just thought, like you said, I mean, if I have the time or the ability, and I always say this on so many shows, you know, stop complaining about what's going on in the world and give a minute of your time. Your money, your education, whatever it is that you have to offer, give a little bit of that, because there's so many things that people don't have that you might have, you know. And so I had the chance or the time and ability to find different resources. Somebody else might have something else to give. Maybe they have a lot of money that you can give Carmel to help her organization to grow, you know. I don't have the money, but I did have time and the ability to look for resources. So I think it's so important, because also I get so much back. I've gotten so many thank you emails from different women across the country. I'm sure, Carmel, you've gotten lots of emails from mothers across the country, and that kind of fuels you to continue, yes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So now on the have you ever had any, I don't want to say negative, but does everybody that go to your website, do all the people find a house, or what percentage of people find housing, do you think?
Well, we know that we have probably about 40,000 profiles on there right now, and there are thousands and thousands that connect up. And yes, there's always going to be the few where you get, you know, the roommate from hell, you know, and you just have to do your due diligence. You have to get out there. You have to really spend some time with this person to make sure that they're compatible with them. It's really important. Yeah.
So your questionnaire you mentioned, and I was just going through the site, it talks about religion, it talks about ethnicity, it talks about discipline, how you discipline your children, it talks about the types of food you're eating, your hobbies, and so it's very detailed. So definitely, again, go to our...
And that's just that's just the basic profile.
The short one, right.
Then there's the extended one that, you know, we get to ask questions for you, you know.
That's good,
Yeah.
Now, on there, you're also looking for people who to be bloggers. Are you still looking for people to be bloggers?
Yeah, we are. As I said, right now we're currently working on an upgrade to our website, and so we've slowed down on some of the live site stuff while we're working on this other site.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to the show, and then you're is it just for single moms who are interested in the future? They want to blog for you?
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you're interested, just email her now, though, and then when the site is completely revamped, I'm sure she'll reach out to you to connect and try to, you know, blog on. And what topics are you looking for people to blog on? Just things related to single parenthood, single motherhood?
Yeah. things related to single motherhood. Yeah, that's kind of what we're keeping it focused on, our niche.
Right.
Yeah.
So now you mentioned about the issue of loneliness. I mean, you have I noticed a psychologist on there. Do you have resources for people to connect with counseling services and things?
No, we have just the one person right now that, gives advice.
Okay.
So
they could email the psychologist there if they have questions and things?
Yes, exactly.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Now, on there, her name is Dr. Leah. Leah, tell me if I'm pronouncing this wrong. Klungness. How do you say her name? She's a psychologist and recognized authority in single parenting and relationship issues. And so if you have a question, definitely go to the site. I know this is a tough time, sometimes holiday times where the Christmas, Thanksgiving just passed and, trying to shuffle kids between maybe the ex, so to speak, or if you don't have a large family, again, being isolated. Is that something you hear moms talk about, holiday times being tough?
Yeah, holiday times can be the worst. That is true.
What are some suggestions you might have for
them? Well, the thing is that the site can be used just for friendships. A lot of women just look on there just for connecting up with somebody similar to themselves, has a similar way of living and lifestyle and all that, just for friendships. Because to me, it's just the most important thing. Even just sometimes when you have just one good girlfriend, it makes all the difference.
You just need to vent, can you believe these, teenagers? I have a teenager now, which is completely different than a toddler, when she started, growing up, I was talking to other parents, and I'm like, is this the way it's supposed to be? And they're like, yes. So it was helpful to talk to other moms. I'm not the crazy one here. This is, she's developmentally on track. And just sometimes vent, about your day-to-day stuff, and also to have fun, go to the movies, go to the coffee shop, go eat dinner, go to a girls' night out. Maybe you guys can, single moms can collaborate on paying for a babysitter. I've done that with single moms where we pay for the babysitter, we split it, and we go out,
That's it. That's the way to do it.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. And again, everybody, please, if you're listening, go check out our website, koabo.org. It's a wonderful site helping moms across the country. I mean, all over the country. I mean, so many people are on the website. Like she said, how many profiles do you have?
Well, there's about 40,000 profiles on there.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of, we also get millions of traffic to the site.
Yeah.
The resources and,
So, yeah, definitely if you're looking to connect other moms and if you're listening or you know somebody who's a single mom, just connect them to the site. Like she said, it's not just for housing, for friendship, for coffee, for, laughter, or maybe even collaborating for business. Maybe you have a business idea and you need another mom and you can pull your resources together and start a business together, and that's another way of, helping each other out. But I want to thank – go ahead. We have about a minute left.
With the circle of friends, like a mastermind group where if you do have a business or you have something that you want to do, not necessarily finding somebody that's doing what you're doing, but a group, like four women, that you just support each other. You get together once a week. I've been doing that, and that's amazing.
Mm.
That could be really amazing.
That's a good idea. She said mastermind group, you're meeting maybe four or five women, you're sharing ideas, you're supporting each other. Maybe one has a computer skill, one has, writing skills, one has cooking skills. Who knows? And you can collaborate and support each other and move each other to the next level. So that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
I want to thank you very much for coming on the show this evening. I'm sure we'll do another one in the future. And I want to thank the listeners. I will be having a show Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern, December 19th. So tune in then. If you want to email me, you can email me SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. And everybody have a wonderful evening. Carmel, again, thank you so much for coming
on. Thank you.
Diary entry, August 15th. My joints ache. Today I can hardly move. I need some answers. September 3rd. I'm tired all the time. What's going on?
June 8th. I woke up with a rash on my face. I want to know why.
For answers, ask your doctor the right question. Could I have lupus? For answers, for support, for hope, visit couldihavelupus.gov or call 1-800-994-9662. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health and the Ad Council.